Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Vav, in which the Aron is returned to Am Yisrael after having been in captivity in the hands of the Plishtim for 7 months. The Plishtim have had enough of the Aron, and they go to their Kohanim and their Kosmim, their priests and their magicians or diviners, and they ask, how should we send the Aron back? And they're told, Alt Shalchu Oto Rekam, make sure not to send it back empty-handed, rather send it with some kind of a gift, which is an asham, that sends the message that you're taking responsibility for wrongdoing. They're told to fashion out of gold 5 mice and 5 models of the hemorrhoids with which they were afflicted, and to put it in a container. Then they're told to take cows, which are still nursing their young, tie a wagon onto them, attach this container with the gifts to the side of this agala, and place the aron upon it. This is meant to be a sort of a test. If the cows continue and take this aron straight to the nearest Am Yisrael territory, which is Beit Shemesh, as opposed to turning back towards their calves, which would be their natural instinct, that means that the Aron was meant, in fact, to be returned to Am Yisrael. And the cows pass this test with flying colors. The pasuk says, "Vayishar na parot baderech al derech Beit Shemesh b'msila achat halchu haloch v'ga'o." They went straight towards Beit Shemesh along a straight path. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, commenting on the word vayisharna, which is a confusing word because it combines both the masculine and negative, says that not on, only does it mean that they went straight, but on another level, it means that they sang. And there are many different opinions in the Gemara about what they sang. One opinion says they sang Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. One opinion says they sang Hodu Lashem Kiru B'Shmo. Yet another opinion says they sang Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Another opinion, Hashem Malach Yirgzu Amim. And yet another opinion beautifully outlines a composition, a new composition that we haven't even heard of, praising Hashem. This evokes the idea of the Perek Shira, where the animals sing, implying that these parot, in this act of taking the aron and going undistracted, heading straight towards that goal of returning the aron to Am Yisrael and doing Hashem's will, in itself is a song of praise to Hashem, and the disagreement lies only upon what kind of praise they were singing to Hashem. Continue, and they arrive at Beit Shemesh. And outside there are kotsrim. There are people, farmers, who are cutting the chitim, they're cutting the wheat. Kotsrim, ktsir chitim. They lift up their eyes and they see the aron and they are full of joy. Vayisu et einehem, vayiru et ha'aron, vayismichu lirot. Unfortunately, there was a problem with the actions of these people, of these kotsrim, in Beit Shemesh. We know this because a few psukim later, it says, "Vayach ba'anshe Beit Shemesh ki ra'u ba'aron Hashem. Vayach ba'am 70 ish 50 elef ish vayitzablu ha'am ki ka Hashem ba'am maka gdola." Hashem struck the people who had been there when the Aron returned and who saw the Aron, and either 70 or 50,000 people, it's confusing from the words of the Pasuk, leading the Gemara and Sota to tell us that it was either 70 people who were the equivalent in their importance of 50,000 or 50,000 whom each one was as important as a whole Sanhedrin of 70 people. In any event, they were struck, they died as a punishment, and were told Vayitza Blu. The day was definitely mixed with joy and sadness because the nation had to mourn these people. So what exactly did these Kotsrim do wrong? There are different opinions offered. In the Gemara and Sota, it says, Kotsrim umishtachavim hayu. Rashi explains, they did not stop their malacha, they did not stop cutting the wheat for a moment. They just They bowed to the Aron simultaneously while they were cutting the wheat, not giving enough honor to the Aron. Another opinion is that they were actually saying mocking words to the Aron. They said to the Aron, "What was it that made you so upset in the first place?" So that all the people died in the war when they brought the Aron there. "And what was it that appeased you now that made you want to return?" So in addition to the disrespect with which they spoke, it's interesting that they seem to be attributing independent power, speaking directly to the Aron instead of to Hashem. Another opinion cited in Bereishit Rabbah says, if you would have lost a tarnagol, a rooster, you would have certainly gone looking after it. And the Aron was in captivity among the Plishtim. How come you didn't go and look after that? The Tana Debei Eliyahu says that they should have taken their clothing, their garments, and covered their face at the sight of the Aron. Rashi's opinion is, Nagubo Kalut Rosh, they were acting very frivolously and they weren't viewing the Aron with reverence and with sufficient honor. The Radak, based on the fact that the Pasuk says that the reason that they were struck and punished is ki ra'u ba Aron, literally they saw inside the Aron, is that they actually transgressed the prohibition of looking inside the Aron. The Malbim says that we can learn from the words vayiruat ha'aron vayismichu lirot. They were happy to see rather than they were happy that the Aron was being returned. That what they took joy in was the spectacle of the cows bringing the Aron. Rak ha'simcha haya lirot kesameach adavar chadash mafli. The way the person would be amused almost by seeing something interesting and wondrous. After the Aron is returned, the Levium lifted off the wagon and put it on a stone, which was providentially right there, and karbanot are brought throughout the day. At the end of the perek, the people say, after the punishment, the people of Beit Shemesh say, Mi yuchal lamod lifnei Hashem ha'lokim ha'kadosh hazeh? Who could possibly stand and survive before, in the presence of this very holy Hashem, the Elmi Ya'ale Me'aleinu. And so, therefore, who will take this Aron? To whom should we bring it? And they, in fact, send messengers to the people of Kiryat Ya'arim, letting them know that the Plishtim have returned the Aron. And they say to them, Redu Ha'alu Ota Olechem, you take it, you people of Kiryat Ya'arim, take it off our hands, take it to you. Interestingly, this is the first time in the last couple of prakim that Am Yisrael, or anyone for that matter, is referring to Hashem directly rather than to the Aron. Again, it said, Miuchal la'amod lefnei Hashem Elokim HaKadosh HaZeh, not the Aron, not who could stand before the Aron, but there seems to be some transition in terms of ascribing the power directly to Hashem. Let's explore another incident where the Aron had to be transported, and maybe that will enlighten us about the relationship between the Aron and Am Yisrael in the program that we are learning. In Shmuel Bet Perek Vav, under the guidance of David HaMelech, the Aron is transported on an agala, a wagon. It begins to slip. Uzzah outstretches his arm in order to catch it. Upon catching it, he's struck and he dies as a punishment. And David HaMelech is very troubled because he takes responsibility for what has transpired. And in fact, the Gemara in Sota tells us that Hashem says to David HaMelech, Harini machshilcha b'davar she'afilu tinokot rabban yodin. I'm going to punish you for something by making you trip up in a mitzvah that even young children know. What is this mitzvah? Well, in Bamidbar, when all of the kelim are being divided up for carrying and the wagons upon which they will rest are being distributed, we're told that the B'nai Kahat do not receive wagons, ki avodat ha-kodesh aleihem, ba-katef yisa'u. Since the B'nai Kahat carry the holiest keli, the Aron, they do not receive wagons. Rather, they have to carry the Aron directly upon their shoulders. What was this a punishment for? Well, David HaMelech said, Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha. The Gemara tells us that forgetting the mitzvah of Bakatev Yisrael was a consequence of David HaMelech for saying, Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha. Your mitzvot are like songs to me. What could possibly be the connection between the deed and its consequence here? My father, Harav Yaakov Moshe Popko, pointed out that more than any other mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Bekatev Yisa'u expresses bowing in submission to a master. It evokes the image of a master bent over, carrying the burden of his master upon his shoulders. Approaching the Aron and the Torah that it holds in this manner is very different than the expression of Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha. Saying your mitzvot are like songs to me is expressing the fact that the mitzvot express my deepest inner self. This is very far from bowing in submission to carrying the mitzvot as an ol, as a burden placed upon us by a master. In David HaMelech's close proximity to Hashem on that level, the expectations for the purity of service of Hashem were certainly very high. In these prakim, we saw how Am Yisrael used the Aron as a tool. They're relating perhaps to the Torah and the Aron as a tool to help them achieve their goals, which, although of course they believe in Hashem, has similarities with the Avodah Zarah of Plishtim and the nations around them, where they are always trying to kind of coax their God into performing their will, rather than submitting to the will of Hashem, as expressed in his Torah. Whether we're talking about David HaMelech on his lofty level, expressing that the mitzvot are an expression of who he is, rather than carrying the burden of the Torah, or we're talking about the relationship of Am Yisrael to the Aron as a vehicle of their will instead of them relating to the Torah as a vehicle of Hashem's will. Bakatev Yisa'u, carrying the Aron properly, is something that inculcates within Am Yisrael that relationship to it of bowing to the Torah. And rather than, as opposed to within the context of a relationship between a human servant and his master, where bowing to his burden may be something degrading, we know about the Aron that it is no say et no sav. The Aron would carry the Levim who carried it. Certainly, bowing to the Ol of Hashem is something that is uplifting and elevating. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.